Surgeons do the incredible. They help save lives, and so can you by donating at CSL Plasma. Your CSL Plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that may give the cashier from your local deli the chance to see your daughter's championship game, or give your barber the chance to celebrate his golden anniversary. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and receive up to $1,000 your first month. Varies by location and is subject to change.
Amazon Business honors Ricardo Gurgel, owner of Veggie Root Tavern. This week, Ricardo saved big and used Amazon Business to help his team buy commercial deep fryers at a quantity discount. Because even veggies can be fried.
I'm gonna need 2 orders of fried fiddleheads.
With business buying easier than before, Ricardo now uses his extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Mmm, fiddleheads. Yum.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Beijing Biden went ahead and did it. He signed the Build Back Broke bill, and as he did so, solidified greater inflation for the United States and our people. He solidified more money being spent by government that we don't have, more money piled onto your kids and your grandkids to buy into this climate change boondoggle, which, by the way, as you all know, is utter tripe and BS, because if CO2, man's CO2, were destroying the planet, and we've only got, what, 8 years left, according to AOC, for the Earth to be destroyed because of CO2, if that were the case, if they really believe this, then they would be attacking China as we speak. As you all know, China, by far, the world's leading CO2 emitter. Or they're admitting that, you know, we're going to take America's energy offline so China can go ahead and sufficiently kick our asses. That's what Beijing Biden is probably saying, you know, behind the scenes. We're going to save the planet because I believe we're saving the planet, but it's only America's CO2 that harms the planet. China's CO2 is cool. It's not scientific. It's actually ideological. Joe Biden has more in common with communist China. The Democrats have more in common with communist China than they do with Americans. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. Not to mention the fact this thing is going to unleash 87,000 IRS agents armed on we the people. The new Stasi is going to be released. Now, because the Build Back Better boondoggle is, nobody knows what's in it. Everybody's pretty confident it was government spending. And it, by the way, if you're confident, you're right, because it was government spending and printing up more money that has led to this disaster, this economic disaster that we're going to have a hard time digging our way out of. And when you're being told, yeah, man, it's going to give you like a 30% discount, rebate on the government if you go out and buy $25,000, $30,000, $40,000 solar systems for your home, and you buy a $60,000 car, look at all the money you're going to get back. And that's going to stop inflation. Right. Okay, but if you're struggling to put food on the table and you're struggling to put gas in your tank, how many of you have 30 or 40 or 100 grand to throw around? But this is what Democrats, this is what their lives are like. Well, yeah, who doesn't have $60,000 to plop down in a new electric vehicle if you can find one with any computer chips, since all the computer chips, along with the rest of the supply chain, is in the toilet, courtesy of the aforementioned Democrats. But here is Congressman Raskin, who was asked a question about the Build Back Broke bill. It's a rather simple question, and seeing as how Democrats put their votes to this, they should be able to answer it, correct? Because we all know they read this monstrous bill. They read it from cover to cover, I'm sure. Here is Jamie Raskin. Listen.
As soon as the act goes into effect, I hope that all of the provisions will begin to work.
I hope. Wait a minute. I didn't hear this rhetoric. from the Democrat socialists on the floor of the House of Representatives. They're all saying, oh, this is going to work. This is going to work. But here's Raskin after it's already a done deal saying, well, I hope it's going to work. Wait, where the hell was this? So you don't know. I hope it's going to work. Listen to this shrub again.
As soon as the act goes into effect, I hope that all of the provisions will begin to work.
Yeah, hope. Why don't you hope in one hand and spit in the other and see which one fills up first? Yeah, lots of hope. And if it doesn't, if you've just wasted $1 trillion or 750 billion dollars, you know, oh, well, back to the drawing board. More spending, huh, Jamie Raskin? Maybe we make it an even trillion next time. Or maybe 3 trillion since spending is so much better. Why don't we will we spend our way into prosperity, Jamie Raskin? What an idiot.
I know that those who've been blaming President Biden for the inflation going up are now giving President Biden all the credit for inflation going down. So we're moving things in the right direction.
Actually, make no mistake, we don't blame Beijing Biden alone. We blame you Democrats too. And Republicans, to be quite frank, for all of your profligate spending, your irresponsible, childlike spending in this country and printing money like there's no tomorrow, funding things government should never be doing, constitutionally speaking. So here comes Jamie Raskin. He's going to be asked a question, and it should be incredibly easy. Actually, I'm going to forecast the question for you. He's going to be asked, hey, what provisions inside this bill will start to lower inflation? Can you just tell me which ones are going to do that? And listen to Jamie Raskin, Democrat socialist from Maryland, says.
Already.
Yeah, and what parts of the bill do you think will quickly work on that specifically?
Next question.
Next question. I don't want to answer that because I can't. Because nothing in this bill is going to help lower inflation. It's going to help Americans. Here's a clueless Energy Secretary Granholm. She's on CNN over the weekend, and she was asked, so, hey, how is this Build Back Broke boondoggle actually going to help lower inflation? One more time.
There are 3 independent studies, though, that show it's actually going to have a minimal effect on inflation. And that many parts of the bill obviously don't even take effect until next year, some years later than that. So what specifically will this bill do to lower costs for Americans right now?
Oh, this first of all, immediately, people will be able to lower the fuel costs in their home. There's a 30% tax credit that you can claim in 2022 for installing energy efficient windows, heat pumps.
Energy efficient windows. Have you guys priced out how much it would cost to replace all the windows in your home? Energy efficient windows? About 40K on average, give or take, depending on how big your house is. About 40K. Just plop down $40,000 and wait for the government to give you a tax credit. And you're gonna that's your saving. You're saving. It lowers your costs. See? You're saving. But I can barely put food on the table. Where am I going to get 40 grand? Oh, don't bother Jennifer Granholm with stupid questions like that. Next question.
Energy efficient appliances. That is right away. And on top of that, of course, if citizens want to install solar panels on their roofs.
Yeah. Just go out and buy solar panels. Because that's so cheap and inexpensive, right?
So that they can generate their own power. That's another 30% tax credit.
Oh, a tax credit. Fantastic. Of course, it's toxic for the earth, the making of solar panels, the use of solar panels, and the disposing of solar panels. Toxic. Not the use of. Acquiring the raw materials, toxic. The putting together, toxic. While you use it, it's fine for 30 years. Then when they go out, or 25 or 30 years, then when they go out, they fill landfills with that same toxic material. And Jennifer Granholm's all for that. Woohoo! And you get a 30% tax credit to poison Mother Gaia.
And, of course, there's the tax credits that are at the dealership for the automotive sector, for electric vehicles. So, and if you install an electric vehicle charging station in your home,
yeah,
you can also get a tax credit. So there's...
Now, the CNN anchor isn't batting an eyelash because this is all easy money for them. Well, sure. I got 40 grand, says, what's her name? Keeler over there at CNN. I got 40 grand to plop on a new solar power system, or 60 grand to plop on a new car and get my rebate, my tax credit. Everyday Americans are going, you've got to be kidding me. But they're not. They're saying it with a straight face. These detached leftists who have been privileged to have their pockets padded with your money all of their life. And this is what it leads to. A bunch of disconnected, unintelligent buffoons making decisions on behalf of this country. And we're going to pay for it. Speaking of buffoons, you know, I've been trying to get to this soundbite for a while. This is Tulsi Gabbard. She has a few things to say about the country's border czar. Do you know who the border czar is? Horizontal Harris.
The evidence really is in her record, not only on this issue, but I know there are a lot of examples on other issues where, unfortunately, like too many politicians, it seems like she puts her finger to the wind and decides what things she's supposed to be angry about on any given day. And then if it becomes politically inconvenient or damaging, then she'll switch the other way. We saw this, I know healthcare was one issue during the presidential campaign. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, she gave almost opposing answers on that issue, leaving even the mainstream media, like I know the New York Times, saying, well, what do you actually, where do you stand on healthcare? And so, you know, I think it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate that we have a vice president of the United States who doesn't appear to stand for anything other than herself.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's all of them. They either stand for left-wing extremism, which again, keeps them fat and happy on your cash. All right, we have a big Salcedo Storm podcast. Not only are we going to talk with a sitting congressman from the great state of Texas, Michael Burgess, this is a taped interview that we did before the passage of the Build Back Broke bill. But there's a lot of good things he had to say about some other issues, including the border, that I wanted you folks to hear. And then, you know, a profile in courage. How often are we seeing courageous people out there in business? Most of the businesses are all going woke, basically bending themselves over and their customers over for the woke mob. There are some business owners who deserve our support who are saying, no, screw you. I'm an American patriot, and I'm going to run my business that way. I'll introduce you to one coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
I have got a lot to talk about. It's been a long time since we've had a visit with Congressman and Dr. Michael Burgess. He represents the 26th Congressional District in the great state of Texas. He currently serves on a lot of committees, including the prestigious House Energy and Commerce Committee. Congressman, welcome back.
Back.
That's odd. He was there a second ago. Congressman, can you hear me now?
I certainly can.
Well, okay, there's the congressman. I have no idea what the hell just happened.
I haven't either.
I'm
calling you on a landline from the back of the House of Representatives, so Nancy Pelosi may have something to do with it.
Congressman, I apologize for whatever the heck happened there, number one. Number two, look, I wanted to start off by talking with you about somebody in your office that was a good friend of this show who made sure that we could always get a hold of you when she was working for you. Her name was Emma Thompson, and sure. She was working for Congressman Jackie Walorski, and they both lost their lives in that horrific car crash, and I just wanted to acknowledge that. She was such a wonderful person to work with, and I know it hit your staff pretty hard.
Yes, sir. I went to her funeral on Wednesday, and so terribly sad, and of course she has a lovely family up there in Pennsylvania, and just all hit them pretty hard.
Yeah, it was just tragic when I found out about it, and your staff was pretty shaken up too. So,
yes, sir.
Again, condolences coming your way. To business now, sir. I just talked about how the CDC has revamped, gone back to actually doing science once again instead of political science. They're now going to treat the vaccinated the same way that you would treat the unvaccinated, finally acknowledging after a ton of bricks and, you know, tens of thousands of what they call breakthrough cases, people getting fully vaccinated and jabbed and rejabbed and boosted, they're still getting the China virus, and they're finally acknowledging science once again at the CDC. Your thoughts, Dr. Burgess?
Oh, it's long overdue, and those of us who've felt that natural immunity is something that should be evaluated and respected, and the absolute lack of need for laying people off of critical jobs because they wouldn't take a mandatory vaccination, all that stuff was nuts. It was politicization of a disease process and of science, if you will. So, good news, the CDC decided that, once again, they're going to revert to being a data company and or a data repository for the United States, and that's what they should be. And they should also, I mean, I've been after them for months to disclose some data to me about the excess mortality rate that we've seen in the United States over and above just the coronavirus and the fentanyl overdoses. There's a story there, and I'm not quite sure what it is, but I'd like for the CDC to help a member of Congress with letting me see the data that they have. So maybe we're getting back to that day.
Maybe. And again, they shouldn't be funded, in my opinion, if they're not going to cooperate and do their original mission. That's just this conservative host's humble opinion. I had a doctor come on, or actually a nurse practitioner come on the show yesterday on Newsmax, Congressman, and she said, there is and don't ask me to say what it is, I think it's something like nitrazine or something like that is coming across the southern border being produced by communist China, and it's 20 to 100 times more deadly than fentanyl. And it's streaming right across that unsecured border. So that might be something else the CDC might awaken from their politically driven stupor and actually start doing their damn job again. The Trump raid, your first thoughts?
You just shouldn't see something like that. I mean, it just shouldn't happen. And how damaging to the credibility of a government that unfortunately has had its credibility assailed through its own actions. Now they're going to ask us to believe other things after they have come forward and essentially pulled this unprecedented action of raiding a former president's house. Apparently, after there had been an agreement to produce the documents that they wanted. And this is all done in the name of the National Archives Center. I mean, it just defies logic. It defies gravity.
Well, wait a minute. That story's changing. First, they didn't tell us. Then they said it was classified materials. Then they said it was maybe related to January 6th. Now they're saying they're looking for nuclear materials. Congressman, this sounds to me like the individuals who were using the FBI and the Department of Justice as political instruments to take out their political opposition realized they may have lit a powder keg. And I had a man who kind of skews to the left, Mark Halperin, on my show the other day saying, you're playing with fire and this is civil war stuff. He said it, not me. And yes. I think they're starting to recognize that for politics' sake, they may have put an irreparable divide into this country that may set us on a course of destruction, and maybe they're just awakening to that. So it seems to me they're making it up as they go along.
It does have that flavor to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And for the administration, for the White House to say, look, this is all done by low-level employees, the top had no knowledge, and then Merrick Garland schedules a press conference for which he is, what, 30, 45 minutes late? None of that looks like an agency that has control of its message.
Or competency, correct. Folks, we're talking to Dr. and Congressman Michael Burgess, 26th District here in the great state of Texas. Sir, I know your staff gave me a heads up. You may have to scoot for a vote. So if we need to interrupt it and you need to go vote and do your job, I understand. You just let me know. But
Well, Chris, the situation is your favorite representative is going to be leading the Republican charge against this rule for the Inflation Reduction Act at 9 o'clock sharp Eastern. So No one should tune off the Chris Salcedo show, but if you want to have it in the picture-in-picture box, we'll be debating the rule, myself and the Republicans on the rule. The Democrats on the Rules Committee will be going at this debate starting at 9 o'clock.
Well, let me give you some ammo for that. By the way, one more thing. I think that every Republican should be very, and I talked to Congressman Babin yesterday. He was livid that Pennsylvania GOP are receiving subpoenas. Congressman Perry has his cell phone confiscated by a clearly political Department of Justice, a clearly political leadership of the FBI, and that has to stop. And many are saying we got to defund them, we got to rip them down and build them back up again to bring accountability and credibility back. But I'll save that discussion for a different day. Let's talk about this Inflation Increase Act that the Democrat, by the way, analysts are saying it's going to increase inflation. It's going to raise our taxes. 87,000 new IRS agents are going to be created by the Democrats. And I don't know if you've seen this, Congressman. The new IRS agents are going to be asked to carry firearms and asked if they're willing. This has been taken off the government page, but it was there. We've got the screenshots to prove it. They're going to be willing to kill their fellow citizens to confiscate their wealth. Your reaction?
It's pretty chilling. And not only that, and I tried to offer this amendment to the Rules Committee the other night, that these new IRS agents at least have to have a CPA license. And they turned that down. In other words, they don't want people who are competent in accounting to in these jobs. They want people who are willing to carry a political charge.
And carry a firearm.
And carry a firearm. So, and they'll all be, guess what? They'll all be now new members of the Treasury Union, Treasury Employees Union. So that's a pretty hefty boost to the bottom line with the dues of 87,000 new employees.
Yeah, well, yes, and they're also going to be members of the Democrat Socialist Party in turn. And so we're going to see more of what we saw out of the DOJ and more of what we saw out of the leadership of the FBI. Now with the Internal Revenue Service, and there's also some medical provisions that you're taking exception to inside of this Build Back Broke boondoggle.
Oh, yeah, there's so many. There's you know, it's, as they say, a target-rich environment for bad policy. But it's going to have a direct effect on doctors who administer what are called Part B drugs, Part B of Medicare drugs in their offices, and there will be a 40% reduction because there's going to be a new price that will be entirely determined by the secretary, not by any scientific measure, not by any other data, just simply the whim of the secretary. It's estimated that this will be a 40% reduction to doctors who, rheumatologists, oncologists, neurologists, doctors who administer Part B drugs that are infused in the doctor's office, and the cost of delivering that care will not be offset by the reimbursement for the government. So essentially the effect will be to close those practices. Wow. And the patients will go somewhere. That means they will likely go to a hospital setting where, guess what, the cost will be greater than what it would have been in a doctor's office. So it really saves nothing, but it also drives out the private practice of medicine, which is one of the goals they've had.
Right.
And then what do they do with the money that they save? They give it to insurance companies with increased Obamacare subsidies. And, you know, you can't make this stuff up. It will be used for stock buybacks at insurance companies. It's pretty obvious that's what the plan is.
Absolute disaster. Look, I know I'm out of time here, so I just want to tee this up. Maybe I can get you on television because you're part of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And you I know your staff showed you this story that NPR put out, that the left wing can't even do their green energy boondoggle correctly. American taxpayer dollars go to make a scientific breakthrough in batteries. And because this government is too big and spends too much of our money and there's no accountability, they gave away the technology to communist China. So we paid for it. We developed it. We gave it away to China and we won't benefit from it now. And it was a battery breakthrough. And Congressman, I think this buttresses the point that this government has grown so large, it has grown beyond the consent of the governed. And if you have a parting thought on that, then we can let you go.
Well, the consent of the governed has to be the bottom line, doesn't it? And right now, people are not consenting to what is happening to them. So in, 90 days' time, there's a chance to make a course correction. And I firmly believe that course correction will happen.
All right, Congressman Michael Burgess, sir, go do your duty and fight like hell. Make sure that the Democrats know that we know what they're trying to do with 87,000 armed agents ready to confiscate our property. And we appreciate your time.
You got it, Chris. I'll see you soon. Thanks.
Okay, now I want to get to another guest. And this guest is, in my mind, a paragon of courage, because as you see a lot of corporations and businesses going woke, going full tilt anti-American, anti-constitutional, anti-free speech, he's going the other direction. Michael Speakman is the founder of Westerly Wines, 13 Stripes Winery, and Folds of Honor Wine. Michael created 13 Stripes Wines in the summer of 2020 after the riots ravaged American cities. He decided to design a patriotic wine label with his Navy SEAL friend and winemaker, and he joins us now. Michael, welcome to the Salcedo Show.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much for having me on your show. Yes, I was the owner of Westerly Wines.
Yeah.
And back, Westerly Wines has been around 25 years now. I bought Westerly, my wife and I bought Westerly 5 years ago. And in the summer of 2020, when they're ripping down statues and burning flags, I was not real happy about the direction of the country. So I got a little patriotic and put an American flag on a bottle of wine. With my friend and winemaker, a Navy SEAL. So we donate 50 cents every bottle to the Navy SEAL Foundation. And it's been a wonderful success and well-received in the market. Well, and then back in October of 2021,
right.
My wife works at a local community college, and they're requiring that she gets the vaccination.
Oh.
And if not, she was going to lose her job. So I was obviously not happy. And they decided to make it very difficult for her to go through the religious exemption. And I just started getting more upset and more upset. So I decided to come out with a bottle of wine called Let's Go Brandon. And I knew if I had done that, I was going to lose a lot of accounts on my Westerly wine. And I did. I lost quite a few accounts. Imagine that, right?
Yeah.
And it took off. We did 100 cases, which is a pretty small run, and we sold out in 3 days, and it was just game on after that.
Well, let me ask you, 75,000 bottles of the Let's Go Brandon line. Now, is it every varietal, or is it just Cabs, or is it just Merlots, or is what? How can people get a Let's Go Brandon bottle? What type of wine is it?
Well, we started with a Cab. That was the first 100 cases.
Mm-hmm.
And then we introduced a Merlot and a red blend, and currently on the market we have those three along with a brand new Chardonnay.
How is the red
all
blend?
All of our wines are sold online. We have very few retail accounts. When I say very few, less than a dozen.
Right.
Most retail accounts just simply won't carry it for obvious reasons. They don't want to lose a customer base that's on the other side.
Sure. No, I understand that. And again,
we do have a website for our Let's Go brand. It's lgbwines.com. actually, lgbwine.com. And we ship to 43 states in the country. And primarily, the majority of our wine was sold online, which is good.
Well, let me ask you about the business angle on this, because if you're doing direct sales from your winery and you don't, all these other businesses don't want to cash in on how unpopular this occupier of the Oval Office is. Doesn't that increase your profit margin if you're doing direct sales?
Well, it does. However, there's a little bit of shipping issues going on right now with the cost of shipping across the country.
Yeah.
So that eats into the profit. But yeah, the majority of the wine being sold online, you do have a little bit higher margins. But what I had done at early stages, I kept it affordable. So it's an $18 bottle of wine. We make a little bit of money, but it was actually designed at the beginning as somewhat of a joke. You can imagine, obviously, Let's Go Brandon on a bottle of wine, kind of funny. Well, at least half the crowd thinks it's funny. The other half gets kind of pissed off about it. But it certainly took off. And then back in this January, I received a phone call from the Folds of Honor Foundation. And they asked if I would participate in the program or donate some wine for some of their golf events. And we just released the new Folds of Honor wine, which is a Cabernet, a Pinot, and a Chardonnay that's absolutely amazing. And it's kind of interesting how things revolve around my life. this is by far the coolest project I've ever been behind. The Folds of Honor Foundation started in 2007, and their main focus is educating kids and spouses of fallen heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that through scholarships, and it's a remarkable foundation.
Well, so let me. So I know that you said you give 50 cents of every bottle to the Navy SEALs Foundation. You also kick back sales to the Folds of Honor, yes?
Correct. So for every bottle sold for the Folds of Honor, we give a dollar back to the Folds of Honor Foundation. And
wow,
we have a goal to be the number one contributor to the Folds of Honor Foundation in the next 4 to 5 years. And the way things are tracking, we may end up doing that. We're going to have national exposure. And it's just one door opens another door. It's very difficult in the wine industry to pick up distribution outside the state of California.
I'll bet.
And I've got numerous distributors throughout the country calling me, asking if they could carry the Folds of Honor wine, which is remarkable, absolutely remarkable.
Now, I'm going to ask you some business-oriented questions here after I just want to reintroduce you here. Michael Speakman is our guest. He's the founder of Westerly Wines, 13 Stripes Winery, and Folds of Honor Wine. How is the business climate in the People's Republic of California?
Well, you know, believe it or not, there are a lot of conservatives out here. There's more than you can imagine. The regulations in California is a nightmare, especially being in the alcohol industry. You know, they talk about inflation being 8.5 or 9.2 or whatever the current number,
8.5.
Or whatever number they manipulate.
Yep.
The true number in the wine industry is almost double. So our glass has gone up almost three times of what it was 2 years ago. And then labels, corks, and then the juice and the wine and shipping. So it's pretty challenging to be in a wine business out here in California.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's pretty challenging to be in any business in California.
That's true. That is no truer statement. Now, let me ask you about, look, you made a choice here. And I wanted you to, and I set up our discussion here talking about how Americans have watched, and I say in horror, as many of these corporate interests, many businesses have gone full tilt woke. And you seem as somebody who said, well, you're the opposite side of that. You're going full blown conservative. And let me state for the record, I am in favor of our businesses going back to being straight down the middle and just working on being good businesses rather than being political. But that being said, what made you decide to say, well, you know, I'm just going to say who I am and what I believe in and then let the chips fall where they may? What was the deciding factor? Was it the riots or was it something else?
Well, the riots certainly started the whole conservative values in my company. I've been conservative my whole life. But when I saw what they're doing to our country, that was the catalyst for me to come out with something different. And I thought, what different is something that's patriotic.
Yeah.
Now, with the Brandon wine, obviously, that's a completely different situation. It was derived from the wife and not taking the shot. But there's a lot more conservative companies that are voicing their conservative values today versus, you know, last week, 6 months ago, a year ago.
Yeah.
I think we all should take our hat off to Mike Lindell on my pillow. He's the Jackie Robinson of the conservative company movement, and it's growing. It's growing big. And we have a slogan, Saving America One Bottle at a Time. And I know it sounds kind of funny and hokey, but it truly is. I deal with conservative people all day long that absolutely just love that I stand up for our country. I stand up for our conservative values. And I'm virtually the only winery that's done that.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a couple other ones that
it's tough to come out and let
their voice be heard in a little way. But
yeah,
I mean, putting a bottle of wine out there that says "Let's go Brandon" is kind of a crazy thought.
Well, no, it's brilliant. It's brilliant marketing, to be honest with you. And I think where we're going in this country is that we're going to have a dividing line. There's going to be a conservative economy. There's going to be a leftist, left-wing economy, and businesses will be arrayed on both sides. I think it's divisive. I think it's terrible, but that's where it has to go because of, again, the left wing infiltrating so many of these other businesses. The 87,000 IRS agents that were just commissioned, some of them will be armed, and on the job description before they took it down, they said, are you willing to kill your fellow Americans? The people in Washington, D.C., the deep state, permanent Washington, whatever you want to call them, wanted to make sure they'd be willing to kill their fellow citizens. As a business owner, knowing that 87,000 new IRS agents are going to be unleashed on this country courtesy of the Socialist Democrats, how does that grab you?
Well, when I thought about coming out with a bottom line, I knew I'd probably have some issues with the ABC and you know, the IRS and all that good stuff, because that's what they do. So I'm pretty clean. I got everything lined up, so I'm not concerned at all. But I'm sure they'll audit me. I'm sure they'll come after me. It's just the nature of the business. It's sad because we're Americans like everyone else, and it just seems kind of skewed one way, and it's been that way for a while. It just didn't happen overnight.
True. You know, I was interviewing a person from Rebecca Creek Distilleries here in the great state of Texas, and he said something about the alcohol business and the current state of the economy, and he's something he learned 30 years ago. He said, you know, Chris, I was told, and this is true, that when the economy is good, business is good. He goes, when the economy stinks, business is great.
Yeah.
As far as spirits are concerned, are you seeing that trend that is, as the Democrats and Biden have made America, have set America on fire, literally and figuratively, that perhaps you're seeing an increase in sales?
Well, we definitely, that's a good way of putting it. Yes, when things are good, we're doing well. And when things are bad, people are still drinking. The one thing that's different this time, with the economy going down, the volume's up, or the volume's the same. The bottle price is lower, right. So the higher end wines and higher end whiskeys and bourbons are definitely slowing down. But lower priced wine and spirits are doing very well right now.
Gotcha. Last thing I have: where do you get your grapes from? Because I mean, I know you guys are located in where? San Clemente, right?
And we are in San Ynez, up in Santa Barbara County, and the majority of our wine comes from the San Ynez Valley. Okay. We've got the Pinot and Chardonnay and Cab and a whole variety of different varietals. So, majority of our wine comes right from that Central Coast area.
Well, man,
it's been a beautiful country and beautiful area.
It is. It's so sad.
Absolutely remarkable wines.
Yeah, it's so sad that it's in left wing hands out there in California. I want to invite you the next time you're out our way in Texas. Give me a heads up, and I'll show you some wineries here in Texas that are just doing gangbusters. You'll see varietals of wines that you probably never even heard of. Cause that's when coming from California way back when, 2006, I started seeing these wines that were growing in Texas, that were thriving in Texas, that just, and the way they taste, it's going to be unique. So I hope to meet you and shake your hand, not only for your courage, but also your entrepreneurship. Michael Speakman, folks, founder of Westerly Wines, 13 Stripes Winery, and Folds of Honor Wine. If folks want to figure out how to purchase some of your tasty and yummy wares, Michael, where can they go?
LGBwine.com or 13stripeswinery.com. Both of them, they could purchase directly from our website.
God's blessings, man. Thanks for the time on the Salcedo Storm Podcast.
Chris, thank you very much.
And that, my friends, puts a wrap on this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Do me a favor, will you? Go to ChrisSalcedo.com. You can check out how to follow me elsewhere on the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And also, you can catch me on Newsmax, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock every day, Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And always at home on the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me. We the people. See ya.